Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Greece joins the rest of the world and gets serious about balancing its checkbook.
I'd like to talk to you now about a topic that is really on everybody's mind who thinks about bankruptcy, and that is, what is the effect of bankruptcy on my credit, and what can I do to restore my credit after filing bankruptcy?
A question for consumers is also a question for countries, and it turns out there's an answer for both.
You can recover from a default. Happens all the time. Ask Latin America. Ask Iceland. Ask Donald Trump. Thinking out of the euro box, what does post-default Europe look like? Memo to the U.S. Treasury from The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good Embrace the Madness morning. We're going to embrace the madness of default a little bit with our good friend Dan Gross this morning. It's Wednesday, June 29th.
And all eyes are on Greece this hour. Let's check the news. A vote on an austerity package is scheduled to begin within the next few minutes. It is expected to pass narrowly. That would mean Greece would get another round of European bailout money and possibly avoid a default. One by one, each member of parliament will be asked for their vote while outside tens of thousands of Greek citizens watch and listen. They don't just watch and listen. It appears that there are dozens of riot police streaming out from behind the parliament building and firing off tear gas. Here's what it sounds like there this morning. We're going to go live to Greece in just a few minutes.
The other big story this morning is the aftermath of that Taliban attack on one of the premier hotels in Afghanistan. Afghan forces say they've regained control this morning after a team of suicide bombers stormed the hotel, mostly populated by Afghans. Afghan forces say they have restored control. It started when a bomber blew himself up in the lobby while others started shooting at guests. This hotel guest describes the scene.
It was huge blast, some 5-6 blast, entire floor. Blast.
The siege at the Intercontinental Hotel ended 5 hours later when NATO helicopters shot several gunmen on the roof. The attack came hours before the start of a conference on the transfer of security from NATO to Afghan forces. The number of casualties still uncertain. At least 19 people were killed at this hour, including the suicide bombers, parts of the hotel still in flames. A legislative political boost for President Obama. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee has voted to approve U.S. military operations in Libya. A full Senate vote expected next month. The one condition, it's for a year. Meanwhile, CNN is reporting the U.S. military carried out airstrikes in Somalia last week against al-Shabaab, a terrorist group affiliated with al-Qaeda.
And in Egypt. That's not archival sound of the revolution there. That's current. Security forces and about 5,000 protesters clashing in Cairo's Tahrir Square this morning on a level not seen since that uprising from earlier this year. Many of the protesters believed to be relatives of the 850 people killed during that revolution that ousted Hosni Mubarak. A wildfire in New Mexico now touches the perimeter of the Los Alamos National Laboratory, home of the first atomic bomb. Los Alamos resident Joni Arenz tells our partner, the BBC, she's worried the fire could reach thousands of barrels of radioactive waste.
The drums that are sitting above ground number anywhere from 20 to 30,000 drums of plutonium-contaminated waste. If the fire reaches that area, there will be a very severe consequence.
Officials say they're confident the flames will not reach that far.
Bank of America has reportedly agreed to an $8.5 billion settlement with investors who bought toxic mortgage-backed securities before the housing market collapsed. That could wipe out all of the bank's earnings in the first half of this year. Home prices nationwide up slightly in April month to month, but still down year to year, 4% from last year. Asian markets mixed, European indices up, futures are up for Wall Street. Oil also trading up at around $92 a barrel. The Dow starts at 12,188, the S&P at 1,296, and the Nasdaq begins at 2729. Coming up this morning, our series on Nation Building America continues. We're going to give a critical look to some of your very interesting ideas on embracing green technology. Get the conversation started. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We'll also talk about a project to improve the economy one job at a time. New strategies on getting small businesses to hire. But first, trying to salvage the world economy one country at a time. We begin with Greece.